At the core of our competitiveness versus either satellite or telco providers is our continuing commitment to make aggressive investments in our network. These investments enable us to offer the services that our customers demand right now and others that they will expect in the future. We're not compromising our commitment in this area during the economic downturn. Instead, we continue to press forward with significant investments, which we think will make us even stronger and better able to serve our customers. Here are a few quick updates. First, we're continuing to invest in the capacity of our fiber-rich network. Our primary strategy here is to optimize bandwidth efficiency through our implementation of Switched Digital Video, or SDV. Now installed in all of our SA systems, Switched Digital Video is enabling us to augment our video offerings. We're making progress on switching in Motorola-based systems as well. In fact, this month we launched SDV in a couple of small Moto-based systems. When these solutions prove to be scalable, we expect to deploy switching in the remaining large systems, LA, Dallas, and Cleveland, towards the end of this year. And remember that in a couple of areas where it made economic sense, we've invested in all digital conversions and capacity upgrades. As a result, most of our big cities have more than 60 HD channels. LA has more than 70, and New York City has more than 100. And we're not standing still. By the end of the year, we are planning to increase the average number of HD channels available in our systems by another 50%. These efforts to expand and more efficiently use our capacity have paid off in our ability to compete much more effectively with our competitors. Second, we're continuing to make investments in our on-demand capabilities. So let's give a quick update on Startover, which we're rapidly deploying. It's now available to more than 5 million digital video subscribers in 26 Time Warner Cable cities, up from 22 cities last quarter, and we're in the home stretch in our SA systems. Customers love it, and satellite telephone companies don't have it. Third, I want to highlight our efforts in high-speed data. We expect to launch DOCSIS 3.0-based services in New York City soon. In fact, we'll start the rollout this summer, and we plan to complete it by year-end. In advance of our launch of DOCSIS 3.0, we've installed new CMTS equipment in Manhattan. To date, we've been testing at speeds as high as 138 down and 18 up, and the system works great. We don't expect to offer speeds this fast initially, but this demonstrates that we'll be fully capable of meeting our customers' need for speed for the foreseeable future. In addition, we've enhanced our customers' experience with Roadrunner by deploying Power Boost to turbo subscribers across our footprint, providing burst speeds of up to 16 down. We're also now making it available at no extra charge to Roadrunner standard subs. In the first quarter, we launched it in 5 of our 6 regions, with the remaining region expected to be completed in the second quarter. In addition to investments in the network, we're surgically deploying our marketing resources during the downturn to provide solutions to price-conscious consumers and to specific demographics. First, we're focused on Hispanic households. In Los Angeles, for example, Hispanic subs grew 7% sequentially in the first quarter to more than 200,000, attracted by packages like El Pacotazo. We're planning to launch El Pacotazo in New York next month and in Texas later this year. In addition, we're enthusiastic about our new agreement with Univision, whose content is important to Hispanic households. Second, customer demand for price certainty continues to be very strong. We added nearly 250,000 new PLG subs this quarter, raising the total of 1.3 million, or more than 8% of customer relationships.